So, based on the name Explorer, you suspect that you're the Explorer archetype in branding. How can you tell for sure? Well, you're going to be able to resonate with a whole bunch of the points I'm going to share with you today. And I'm also going to go far beyond just helping you identify if you're an Explorer to how you work with it in terms of your brand voice and your brand stories. So let's get straight into it. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Welcome or welcome back to Emma Givens Content and Copy. This is an amazing YouTube channel, and there's a podcast version as well, all about copywriting, content marketing, and entrepreneurship. So if you are interested in those topics, please do consider subscribing. My name's Emma. I am the founder of the branded copywriting and content marketing boutique, Emma Givens Content and Copy. We're based in Toronto, Canada, but we work with brands all over the world that are premium service-based businesses or product-based businesses. So one of the things that we do regularly and is really the foundation of all of the work that we do, especially website copy, is we work on brand messaging. And a huge component of that, but just a component of our brand messaging Bibles that we put together, which are the holy grail of marketing and sales, is archetypes. We identify their brand archetype mix. So I'm not going to go into detail as to what archetypes are, because we've created a video about that and a podcast episode version as well, all about what are the brand archetypes. There are 12. But in today's episode, I want us to get straight into the Explorer type to look at what makes it unique. So let's get straight into it. And before I forget, if you're interested in the brand messaging Bible for your business, definitely check it out. You're going to see the link below in the YouTube description or the show notes on the podcast version. All right, so the Explorer brand archetype. They are driven by freedom and curiosity. Traditional colors for the Explorer are usually earthy. So it could be sky blue, definitely greens, some browns, different shades. Of course, ultimately, a visual brand designer is going to go beyond the classic colors, but usually you'll see them show up to one or the other degree. So for example, and we're not going to go into the sage today, but the sage is my dominant archetype. And even though we have multiple colors in my branding, you still see that one of the sage colors, blue, shows up. It's a very grounding, trust-oriented color, very connected to the sage. So a lot of explorers will have some sort of green, beige, brown, sky blue that shows up as at least an accent color in their brand colors, because it's such an integral part of their personality, it comes out naturally. A lot of the times, visual brand designers don't necessarily work with archetypes, some do, but you'll still see that subconsciously, usually brand archetypes, like I've worked with some clients before that have great visual branding in place, but they did not start with brand messaging work in their archetypes. And yet, at least one of the colors there really does match their dominant archetype. It's really, really cool how it comes out on a subconscious level. Greatest driving desires for an explorer are often travel, fulfillment, and the freedom to pursue their own sense of fulfillment. Freedom for freedom's sake is another big one. New experiences, and going back to freedom, the freedom to find out who they really are, the freedom to experiment with what is genuinely fulfilling for them. You can see overall, even things like travel and new experiences, they really do all come back to that core value of freedom. Their greatest driving fears are boredom, entrapment, being told what to do, conformity. Oh, they just hate it, explorers. And also inner emptiness, which really does line up with that desire for fulfillment. Inner emptiness is the antithesis of it. New experiences being a huge desire, also usually the opposite of boredom. So you can see how they're definitely connected. How you make your customers feel if you're an explorer brand: nonconformist, unique, pioneering, empowered. Those are the words that come to mind. They also feel able to express themselves and to be the individual that they are. A typical brand promise for an explorer is the freedom to express yourself and to live life on your own terms. So you help facilitate that freedom, however you define it, and help them with expressing themselves. So you get them closer, facilitating their access to freedom. So it's very much indirect. You're the facilitator. You're not responsible for it. You're not telling them what to do. It's really important. Otherwise, you would infringe on their sense of individualism and freedom. Now, every archetype has their potential downfalls. So here are some for the explorer. Wandering aimlessly. Makes sense. They move, but if they don't have a direction in mind, they can become kind of aimless. Self-indulgence. It's always potentially a pitfall with something or someone who's so individualistic. And also feeling like a misfit or alienation can be a big one too. All right, some brand storytelling techniques that you want to consider if you're an explorer brand archetype. Travel anecdotes. Makes a ton of sense, right? Stories about times that you were in the status quo, but then you broke free. They can be really inspiring for your audience. Similar stories about other people they look up to as well. People who pioneered or forged their own path or said no to what was easy to do, what felt right for them. That can be very motivating as well for your audience. Whenever you can speak to working from anywhere on your own schedule or in other ways, if you're not, you know, serving business owners, having some sort of 24-hour access to things whenever it works for them, on their schedule, fitting into their lifestyle, that can make people feel that sense of like, oh, that's so flexible. It's so freeing. They care about me choosing what's good for me. It's perfect for someone attracted to the explorer archetype. So your archetype's influence on brand voice might include things like giving travel or location or movement, like means of transportation, inspired names to your products and services. References to the outdoors or to the open road or road trips also tend to do super well. In connection, if you can reference props that you'd have on a road trip as well, like a great playlist, suitcase, travel mug, all those kinds of things, if somehow you can connect them in, they can do super well too. Definitely from a grammar perspective in storytelling and in your brand voice, make sure that you're using the you singular, so second person singular. You are an individual. That's what they want to feel like. And in your brand voice, you want to use very explorer-oriented words as well. So that could be global, freedom, expression, individual. I had to look for some other ideas like authenticity, sincerity, flexibility, explore, exploration. There's tons of ways. Journey. Just think about travel, global, movement-inspired words. They will show up when you're writing naturally, most likely, if you're the one person writing for your brand as the founder, it's going to probably naturally show up. But if you can bring some awareness to it, and you know, when you can choose between two analogies and you can go with the travel or movement analogy, that one's going to work out better for your brand. All right, some key phrases that can make you think of the explorer are live and let live. There are no limits. I want to break free. I march to the beat of my own drum. That's another good one. And then I have to throw this in, YOLO. You only live once. So make it count. Some famous brands that have an explorer archetype are, of course, some travel brands or travel related brands like Patagonia, transportation brands like Jeep as well. But then some things you might find surprising, like Starbucks, but you can see the explorer in the fact that they have blends that are from all over the world. And they actually highlight that. Like you can see maps in a lot of different Starbucks locations. You can see a map that shows what part of the world this bean is from when you actually buy bags of coffee. There's other ways, but that's the first example that comes to mind of how Starbucks embodies their explorer brand. So naturally, like I mentioned, brands that have to do with travel, adventure, extreme sports, but anything that's kind of sports oriented or the outdoors, transportation, so automotive, aviation industries, those are just some easy industries to find explorers in, but that doesn't mean that every car brand is an explorer. Absolutely not. You see some, some very luxurious cars, for example, and they would automatically, I think you can imagine, orient themselves towards another brand archetype. But it's pretty common to find brands that at least have explorer archetype to some degree in their archetype mix if they are falling in those industries that I just mentioned. Also, if your brand helps people feel free, create more flexibility, connect with nature to their true selves, to express themselves, those might also be signs that the explorer is a really dominant archetype in your brand archetypics. The best way to know for sure, of course, is to work with an expert. So as part of our brand messaging Bible experience, we actually do a brand archetype report. So I take the client that I'm working with through a really fun exercise. Usually the brand archetype portion of our conversation is their favorite part. And then it shows up in this report in the final brand messaging Bible. So I'm able to narrow down through some initial research, through some initial conversation earlier in the call, and then I can pull out the most likely archetypes that I think are dominant. And then we have a little bit more in the mix. We also have the conditioned and the inherent type. But it's super, super fun because you get to learn a lot about yourself. You get to think about yourself in relation to your ideal clients. And usually the founder's personality is the business's brand archetype mix. So it tends to be sort of more of a cool personal introspective experience than most of my clients realize. But then they feel super, super sure that this is exactly the brand archetype that they want to embody. These are the storytelling techniques that they want to use. And in our brand messaging Bible, we have that report that tailors everything to that business. So while I've given you some really common desires and values and storytelling techniques and brand voice examples in today's episode, especially when it comes to the storytelling techniques and brand voice, I have very concrete examples for that specific brand, how they would use it in their marketing. So in their newsletters, in their social media posts, what specifically matches their industry, matches their products and services. It's really cool. It's usually everyone's favorite part of the experience and of the brand messaging Bible. So if that's interesting to you, I highly recommend that you check it out. You can learn more about the brand messaging Bible by clicking on the link below in the YouTube description or in the show notes if you're on the podcast version. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, don't worry, we're going to come back with the 11 other archetypes and go into the same structure. So we're going to talk about their desires, their values, storytelling techniques, brand voice, examples of these brands in action, and more. So make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast. All right, I will see you next Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.